You walk in. It's too bright for how early it is. The sleepy librarian gives you a nod and lets you get through the study area. Of course, no one else is there, aside from Monica. She's sitting in the back corner. You could barely see her. A huge library cart filled with books blocked her for the most part. You walk towards the table. She takes her nose out of the book she's reading and gives you a bright and cheery smile. You smile back. You get to the table and begin to sit on the opposite side of her.
Heya! Her voice was as sweet as honey and as buzzy as a bee. Could you do me a favor and sit next to me? I have a special plan for today.
You abide and sit next to her.
Good. Let's get started. No time to dilly-dally.
She reaches to her backpack and grabs a huge math book.
I know it's not your favorite, but you know you need to study for the test coming up. Even I'm worried about it.
She takes a deep breath. She's wearing her normal dark gray sweater, but even through it, you can see her huge chest balloon. You can't help but take a peek. You look away just in time for her not to see you staring. You hope, at least.
Well, let's get started. First, let's go over quadratic equations. Oh, don't give me that look. You know you have trouble with it. I just want you to do good. You've always been a good person, just never had good grades, and I want to fix that.
She opened the textbook to a bookmarked page. The page is where you left off last time, quadratic quotation.
All right, let's get started.
You two begin working on a particularly hard problem. It takes a long time for you to figure it out, but you do eventually. When you do, Monica gives you a big, goofy smile.
Awesome! I knew you could do it!
She wraps her arms around you, pressing herself against you. She smells nice. Not like anything in particular, just nice. She pulls away almost as fast as she went in.
Sorry.
Her cheeks were flushed red. You two carry the awkward silence for a moment.
Anyway, let's get back to it.
You go back to the textbook and begin working on the next problem. The problem is much harder than the first. You struggle your way through it. Eventually, you end up with some kind of solution.
You're close, but that's not it,
she says. She takes your pencil. Her hand brushes yours. It's soft, yet cold. She goes through your work, showing you the mistakes you made.
It's not that you did it wrong. You just started with the wrong number, and that messed up everything else.
She flashes another bright smile and lets you go back to working on the next problem. The next problem is a doozy. It's easily out of your league. She noticed this and giggled.
Need help? It's pretty easy.
She goes into explanation of how to solve the problem. She was right. It was easy.
See? You can do it. I told you.
She smiles again. Her eyes are closed. You look down. She is just close enough that you can see down her shirt. Her skin is pale. She probably doesn't go outside.
See something you like?
She's looking up at you, her eyebrow peaked.
It's okay, I don't mind.
You can tell she's nervous. Her cheeks were completely red.
Look, I don't know, I like you, she stammered. That's one of the reasons I wanted to see you early today.
You swear you could hear her fidget.
I have an offer. If you get at least a B on the test, and, I'll give you a special gift.
What?
Don't give me that look. What I mean, I want to do something with you. Something I haven't done with anyone. I want to, you know, that.
She can barely get the words out.
What? You don't believe me?
She takes the textbook and flips a few pages. She points at a problem.
Solve that, and I'll show you.
You get to work. Using what she taught you, you solve it fairly easily. You show her, she double-checks your work, and she has a frustrated face.
What? Don't give me that look. You did well. The formula was right. You got the math right. Good job.
She laughs nervously.
What? I'm a woman of my word. Just keep working on the problems. You'll see.
You shrug and continue working. About a minute later, you hear something fall. You look over to see Monica going under the table.
Sorry, dropped my pen. Just keep working. You got this.
You keep working through the pages of problems, and you feel pressure on your leg. You look down, and to your surprise, you see Monica's cute green eyes staring up at you. Her head is laid on your lap. She has a slight smile on her face.
Just resting my head. We've been hard at work. I want to take a break. Oh, don't give me that look. You know you enjoy it. She drops her head a little deeper in your thigh, and pressure is nice. She closes her eyes and just sits there. It almost feels deliberate, but she has her arms pushed on her bountiful breast. You can see down her shirt, the two huge orbs pushed together in a deep cleavage. You feel your lower regions begin to stiffen. If she notices she's not saying anything, you shake your head and go back to the math problems. And then she moves. She rubs her hand up your leg. She feels so soft against your bare leg. Good thing you decided to wear shorts. She rubs her hand up and down, little touches on your calf, sending electricity through you. It's hard to concentrate. The growing strain in your pants isn't comfortable. She nuzzles closer to you, her face inches from your bulge. You can't concentrate anymore. You look down into her eyes. She's staring at you. Her whole face was beet red. She was nervous, but hid it well.
Hey, just keep working. I've got this.
Her hand moves up to your thickening bulge, and she gives it a tentative squeeze. Her eyes widen in surprise.
Oh, wow.
You hear her whisper. You try to concentrate again, working on the next problem. It's hard to keep your thoughts together as you feel her gentle squeeze on you. She's gentle, yet firm, squeezing you just enough for you to notice.
You know, I've always thought you were cute.
She gives another firm squeeze.
This is just the icing on the cake.
Or would you rather ice my cake? That was awful. She takes her hand away for a second, moving it slyly over you and your zipper. In a quick but quiet movement, she pulls it down and undoes your button. You can feel her take a deep breath, showering your nether regions in her hot breath. Your cock twitches a little.
So, here it is. Wow. You can hear her gulp. It's not even out yet, but it looks so big.
She takes a shaky breath.
I guess I should.
She moves a hand down to the waistband of your underwear. She slowly moves them down, all the way to your knees. Your cock flips out, hitting her on the chin.
Ow! She giggles. Oh my, that's so, wow.
She just stares at your length, her green eyes wide.
It looks so, wow.
She moves her hand to your semi-hard shaft.
Wait, you're not hard yet? Wow, that's already so huge. How do you walk around like that?
She wraps her small fingers around you. She gives it a tentative squeeze. Her cold hands feel great.
It's so warm. Do you want me to, you know, help you out?
She rubs up and down a little.
It's so hard.
She rubs a little more, moving her hand up and down your shaft. Her eyes are half closed, staring at your shaft. She just deliberately rubs against you, sliding her dainty fingers against you.
You like that? Do you like having me stroke you like this? Do you like having me down on the floor, messing with your thick cock? Does it feel good, baby? It feels great in my hands.
She keeps teasing you, running her fingertips up and down your skin.
God, this is so exciting. Doing this under the table, where anyone can see me, a good, sweet, innocent girl, jacking you off. Does that get you horny? Does the idea of me getting caught do it for you?
It does it for me. She picks up the pace, wrapping her hand around you. She begins to pump your cock up and down, slow, slow little strokes, from the base all the way to the head.
I bet it's so hard walking around with this thick, manly cock all day. You don't have a girlfriend, do you?
I thought so.
Well, you do well on the test, and you won't have to worry about that, okay?
She speeds up her stroking.
You do well, and I'll take care of this big cock anytime you want.
Oh, you like that?
Such a good boy. I want you to do well. I want you to pass your classes. I know you can do it. You just need a little motivation. Do you want more? What do you want to do?
She licks her lips.
I figured. You want me to use my little mouth on your gigantic cock? Want me to run my wet tongue up and down your shaft? Do you want to feel my throat?
She smirks.
I want to feel you in me. I want your huge dick inside my mouth.
She opens her mouth and places the head of your cock on her tongue. It
It's warm and wet. Her breath rolls over you. She closes her pale lips on you, sucking your dickhead just enough for you to feel it. Her tongue swirls around, teasing you lightly. She keeps jacking you off while sucking on you. Her beautiful eyes stare deeply into yours. She takes you deeper into her mouth, sliding you deeper into her mouth. She's so warm. Her mouth is a warm, wet tunnel wrapping around your cock as she takes you deeper, deeper inside of her. She moves her hand away and begins to use her mouth on your cock. She sucks you down all the way to the base, taking you in her throat. She makes a little gagging sound. She pulls off, trailing a line of saliva from your cock to her lips. She's smiling.
That feel good, baby? Do you like how I make you feel? So much more is waiting for you. But this'll keep you busy for a little while.
She goes back down on you, taking your whole cock down her throat again. She bobs her head in slow, rhythmic movements, massaging you with her mouth. Her tongue is running madly under your head, rubbing you, caressing you, pleasuring you. She takes you out of her mouth again. She wraps both of her hands around your cock, jerking you off in long strokes.
You close, babe? Are you about to come? Are you about to blow your load all over me? Do you want me to swallow or take it all over my face? Do you want everyone to know who I belong to? Yes. Yes, you do. You want to show everyone exactly what I'm really like.
You begin to come, blowing your load on her, shooting rope after rope on her pale face. A little dripped off her glasses. She smiles at you.
Can't wait till you ace this test, so you can do whatever your little heart desires.